GoodSuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And we pray, O God, that you visit everyone. Let nobody return back the same way. Grant everyone an encounter they will never recover from again. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Praise God. The topic still remains 7 Secrets of Good Success. How to break from obscurity to limelight. We started this series a couple of weeks ago. We started talking about the secrets of success. And today we'll be looking at the law of stability. When we started this series, we were able to start with the law of contentment. We understood what contentment means. And then the law of flexibility. And then we went ahead last week to the law of instant action. That all these things are laws that contribute to success. These are the 7 secrets of good success that can take anyone from obscurity to limelight. What does it mean to break from obscurity to limelight? Just imagine if someone is in deep darkness and then a floodlight comes in and everyone can see that person. That is exactly what God wants to do with your life and with my life. The Bible has given us a lot of secrets to success. There are several of them. It's not just one. It's not only prayer. It's not only fasting. There are several of those laws. But God wants to reveal just 7 of them to us in this series. And then we will be looking at the law of stability today. Let's read Isaiah 33 verse 6. It says, "Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. The strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord is his treasure." He says, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. What we are looking at there is stability. God wants you to be stable. God doesn't want anyone who is going up and down and up and down. The Bible says, the path of righteous shines brighter and brighter to the perfect day. Not the path, the path. God wants to put us on one path. It's called the path of righteousness. So, in that part, God has made provision for everything. It's a lot of things. All the things we need. The Bible says he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He has given to us everything that will keep us stable. Stable does not mean stagnant. No, we're not talking about stagnant or being stagnant. No, we're talking about stability. Having the staying power. Having the ability to be stable so that you can be almost predictable. Yes, we know Jesus said the lifestyle of a Christian cannot be predicted. But this one is talking about you being stable enough not to be shaken off when challenges of life comes or when trouble comes. And we look more into that. James 1:8 also says, God does not like double-minded people, people with doubts, that they are unstable in all their ways. He also says in Genesis 49:4 that when Isaac also was cursing one of his sons, he said, he's as unstable as water. He says, he will not excel. He's not stable in righteousness. He said, he's not stable. You met Christians before that. Sometimes they are righteous, sometimes they are not righteous. They just want to go the way of the world one day, then the other day they come to church. They are just unstable. God says he hates people like that. Jesus did not speak woes to the life of sinners. No, he only spoke them to the Pharisees and Sadducees. Why? Because he called them unstable people. They were not here, they were not there. Psalm 82 verse 5 says, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. Why are they unstable? Why do they not know? Why are they walking about in darkness? Because their foundations are not stable. They are shaken. Praise God. In 2 Peter 2:14 also says, having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. So, it's talking about people who are unstable. They fall into all kinds of temptations. And lastly, 2 Peter 3:16 says, as also in all the epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things are to understand, which untaught and unstable people, being unlearned, not having enough knowledge can bring about instability to people, can make people unstable. But God does not want you and I to be stable. I'm going to start with a story today. There was this brother that I met a few years ago, and I led him to Christ. Then I invited him to Sunday service. You know, normally you invite people you lead to Christ to church. After I led him to Christ, he didn't come to church when I invited him. And then, when I asked him, oh, why not coming to church? He would say something like, I didn't have clothes, that's why I didn't come, I'm sorry. So I went ahead, you know, nice brother now. I went and gave him clothes. Guess what? He still didn't come to church. It was always one excuse or the other. One excuse or the other. Then one day, I think I met him on the road, maybe me and one brother, I think we were on evangelism. And I was trying to talk to the brother. I think the other brother in church just passed us. And after the brother, they said, that brother, don't mind him, it's not serious. It's another word for he's unstable. You cannot predict what he's going to do. How many times have we met people like that? Unstable people are people who will always have excuses. They will always have reasons why they can't do something, why they can't come to church, why they can't pray, why they can't fast, why they don't have a job, why they don't have one thing or the other. They are unstable. They cannot be trusted with anything. Unstable people are people that cannot be trusted. They are people that cannot keep things in their hands and come back and meet it. They are people that cannot say, I'll be there next week. Even the whole of next month, you are not going to see them. And you'll be wondering where they are. Have you met a lot of handy men, people who provide services and they are like that? You cannot trust them with anything. One thing I've discovered in my entrepreneurial journey is that people can pay anything to people who are stable. They want to be able to come to you and then they know you're going to respond. They want to come to you and know that the quality they're expecting, you are even going to exceed it. But even if you're not going to exceed it, you're going to meet that standard they want every single time. That is what people want. That is what God wants. And it is a secret to good success. If you and I want to have success in life, we must learn this secret of stability. This is a vivid picture of an unstable person. They cannot be trusted. They cannot be depended on to do anything, almost anything. You cannot trust them when they say, I will be there. Their words hold no water. Unstable people are people that when they say, the color is red, the moment they leave, you go and check again. You look for a very strong light because you want to see that. That red may change to blue, or it's not even red. It may be orange. It may be white. They will just call it something. They are unstable. They cannot be trusted. What is good success? As we have defined it over and over again, good success is the point at which expectation meets realization without a loss of righteousness. However, today, this is how we're going to define success. Success is a product of stability. Success rides on the wing of stability and consistency. Nobody can succeed. I'm talking about long-term success. Nobody can have that without stability and consistency. If you listen back to the episode on consistency, there are many things that God revealed to us there. So stability equals continuity plus consistency. People go to church and trust God. Why? Because He is stable. He's unchanging. The moment God becomes changing, nobody will trust Him. And of course, He cannot change. That is why we are trusting Him. You will go all through the week, commit sins, do all manner of things. But you know, every time you come back, you're going to meet His Father. Every time you come back to ask for mercy, He's going to be there. You are confused. You don't know what to do. Every time you go to meet Him, you're still going to meet Him. The only person that changes is you and I. You and I are the people who change. We change, but God doesn't change. But God is looking for people who are trustworthy, people who are stable. God hates instability. He said, He will spew them out of His mouth, Revelation 3:16. He says, so then because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. That will not be a portion in the name of Jesus. Jesus did not say, woe to sinners, but repeatedly said woes to Sadducees and Pharisees because of their lifestyle. They are unstable. You cannot predict them. You cannot know what they will do the next time. We are going to look at stability in two ways. Number one, the stability of God. Malachi 3:6-8 says, ye are not consumed the children, the sons of Jacob, Why? Because I do not change. The reason you are not consumed is because God does not change. Hebrews 13:8, of course, is Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why do we go out to do evangelism? Because we know that every time we ask that person to call the name of Jesus, Jesus is going to be there to save them. And every single time he saves them, stability is unchanging. You must understand the stability of God because it's unchanging. And his person doesn't change. His nature doesn't change. His laws doesn't change. His principles doesn't change. His word does not change. He's stable in all these things. You can apply the law of God in success and experience it. You can apply the law of God in marriage and experience success. I can tell you that every single marriage that fails, it is because the law of God is broken, whether by the husband or the wife. It is because the law is broken. The moment the law is intact, that marriage will be stable. In life, in business, in career, if the principles of God are not broken, you can experience success. As a child of God, if you and I don't break the word of God, we can experience the same level of results. Why don't we see the results like these disciples saw? We have more distraction. During their time, there was no social media, there was no call, nothing. When somebody goes to the bush, he goes to the bush to go and pray. No distraction. But now, distraction everywhere. Before you wake up, distraction is waiting. Even when you are sleeping, the distraction is still going on your phone. The laws of God are stable. His principles are the same. His word is unchanging. His ways, the ways of God are the same. The only thing that changes is his methods. The way he will accomplish something will be different. For example, he may decide to part the waters for some. And for some, he may decide to dry the water. The same God that said, let there be famine, he allowed the water of the brook to dry for Elijah. And then, suddenly, he told him to go and meet a widow. He could have made the water remain the same, but no, he just wanted him to refer to a widow. God's methods may change, but his laws and his principles don't change. But today, the focus is not on God, because we all know that God is the same. The focus is on you and I. What kind of stability is required for our success? Number one, in our words. The Bible says, they continue speaking the same words. The same word you speak in church, you have to continue it, even when you're out of church. You know, when you're in church, faith goes up. You begin to declare great things, declare awesome things, the things that God will do, and all manner of things. And then the moment you go out, and then the reality of life begins to face you. And then we are tempted to begin to speak other things. But no, your words should be stable. Your words should remain the same. What should remain stable in your life and in my life? Our trustworthiness. You must be a man of trust. A person who can be trusted. You can also listen to the episode on trustworthiness. Trustworthiness is what gives us speed of success. The only reason you go to buy a product that is known is because you know they are stable. They are trustworthy. Why would somebody spend thousands of dollars to go and buy an iPhone? Because you know that iPhones, they have their name. Their name is another word for trustworthiness. You can trust them for that level of consistency and continuity. In fact, some people protect their name so much that when you complain, they just take away the old product. They won't even mind that they are losing something. They give you a new product. Why? Because they want to be seen as stable. You are not going to say that because one of their products failed and you're not going to buy again. The moment they replace it, they are telling you that, hey, you can relax because every time you come, we are stable. We hold on to our word. We hold on to the quality of our words and then we will change it for you. That is a level of stability that the people of the world know. What about you and I as Christians? When you as a person, you are in business or you are in career, when you give your word, you want to keep it. You want to be a trustworthy person. You want to be stable in your ways. You want to hold on to righteousness. Can God trust you? Can God trust me? Can God trust you to pray when you're supposed to pray? Can you be stable enough to pray at that time? Can you be stable enough to fast at that time? Can you be stable enough for your children to see that, oh, This is what God looks like. This is what Jesus looks like. May God help you and I in Jesus' name. Where is stability required? Where is stability required? God wants you settled. Why do we even need to have stability? Without stability, there can't be consistent success. Even the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, it was just the beginning. They moved in the wilderness for 40 years. They were not stable. And guess what happened? They could not build houses. They were living in tents. They could not expand. They could not increase. They could not really plan anything because you don't know when the cloud of glory will move and the pillar of fire will start moving. You don't know. So they were unstable. They could not do anything meaningful. But the moment they got to the land that God gave them, they began to expand horizontally. They began to increase. God requires stability for your increase. Don't start a business today and then tomorrow you are changing it. Don't start something today and then tomorrow you are changing it. No. For anyone to have good success in any business, in any endeavor in life, you need to be stable in that place. When your roots are grown downwards, sitting down, unshakable, then increase begins to come. Because now people know that when they come, they will meet you. Every time they knock the door, you'll be open. Every time they all come to see you, you're going to be there, providing the same level of quality, in fact, increasing in quality. But you know what? Stability. Nobody starts a business and says, in 2 years, I've not seen any result. No. Many a times, it may take 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, for you to even see the level of breakthrough that you want to see. You can pray, you can fast. It still takes stability. And may God give you a nice stability in Jesus' name. You need stability because it is required for good success. Stability is the secret behind expansion and breakthroughs. We may go to church, pray. God opens the door. What we experience in church is the door is open. But you know what? For that fullness of that blessing to appear in our lives, we need stability. That is why everyone must be sure of their calling, of their place in life. Without certainty, without being sure of what God has called you to do, you cannot be stable. Because every time something doesn't go the way you want it, you want to leave. You want to change course. But once you are sure, you can be stable. Through dark, through night, no matter what happens, you are stable. And then God says, okay, it's been proven. Now let's expand it. I can almost guarantee that no matter who you are, no matter what you do, pastor, brother, business person, whatever you do, stability is one of the things, a major thing in success. And it's a combination of continuity. That means you have to continue and continue and continue and be consistent, consistently increasing. Then God will say, okay, it's stable. You'll be proven, you'll be tested. But we all must know that without this stability, there is no good success anywhere. We can't be changing here and there and expect it. One-time breakthrough is not what you and I need. We need consistent breakthrough, consistent increase, continuous increase. So think about what you want to achieve in life. If you cannot see a 10-year period ahead of it, maybe it's not what God has called you to do. You can look at it and say, okay, in the next 20 years, this is what will be happening here. It requires stability. Stability means plenty of years. Stability means I'm going to stay. Many people, especially in our age, when something doesn't go right in marriage, the next thing is to leave. No, that's not to achieve it. Stability. Being stable. Saying, no, we'll work this out. Going there with the mind that, see, I'm not going out. I'm coming there to excel. Going to business with that attitude that, you know what, I'm going to be stable no matter what. When the wind blows, when the challenges come, I'm going to be stable. The Bible says, a wise man is likened to the man who built his house on the rock. When the wind came, when the storms came, they remain stable and they're not shaken. God wants to give you a nice stability. The other aspect today is to look at it from the spiritual aspect. Without stability, from our understanding of normal meaning of stability, without stability, since there can be success, what does the devil do? He tries to make sure you and I are not stable. Number one, the devil knows that God hates people are not stable. You can see the curse that came upon that guy because he was unstable. In righteousness, he couldn't hold on to his stability. Some people, they are in a relationship today. They meet one girl today or one brother today. Tomorrow, they've seen another person. Next morning, they've seen another person. In marriage, some people, the only thing they like is somebody who is not in their marriage. Is the only person they want to be with. Unstable. But the blessing of that marriage cannot come except that person is stable. The blessing of that business cannot come except that person is stable. No matter how the blessing that God may have proclaimed on anyone, if they are not stable, that blessing will always slip away. It will always slip away. It will always go away. Why? Because the door will always be open. But imagine, if you are sure that a house, if somebody gives you a house and he says, inside this house, there is a golden gem of inestimable value, worth millions of dollars in that house. If you can search, what are you going to do? What will I do? What will you do? I'm assuming that most of us will stay in the house. Even if it takes 1 year, you're going to say, you know what? Every part of this house, I'm going to break it down and bring out this gem. You know that person is saying the truth. Everything points to the fact that there is a gem in that house and you are given the house. Most of us will say, you know what? Let's start from the entrance. We start breaking everything down gradually until I'm able to touch the gem. That's what many people will do because you know it's there. It doesn't matter if it's tiny or big. You know the value. They've told you the value and you are sure that it's in the house. You will stay there and wait until you are able to get it out. So the same thing in life, in business, in marriage, in career. Stability is the secret of success. If you can't stay on it for a long time, there is no guarantee of success. You want to be stable there. You want God to see you as somebody who is stable. So we are looking at this thing from different angles today. Your personality. You want God to see you that you are stable. That as a person, you are stable. In righteousness, you are stable. In His house, you are stable. When you are serving the house of God, they can depend on you. That brother, he will always be there. That sister, he will always be there. Stability in the service of God. Stability in the words of your mouth. Stability in your attitude. Stability in your business, in your career. You want to be trustworthy. You don't want to be like, I hope there's no tailor here. You know how it goes. Most of the tailors that you know, that when you give them clothes to sew, after a month, 2 months, and you get there, and then they said, in fact, they will tell you, we have finished it, you just want to press it. By the time you get there, they have not even cut the clothes. They don't even know where it is at all. Stability. Nobody trusts them. And then people only give them the things that don't matter. And when things matter, you take it to somebody that can be trusted. You don't want to be like that. So today, God is just challenging you and I to make sure we maintain our stability, which means continuity. You have started a course of action. You have started a journey. You continue in it. Consistency. You are consistent in how you do it. Consistency, which brings mastery. And then stability produces trustworthiness. You want to be trustworthy in your words, in your actions, in everything that you do. And may God give you that grace in Jesus' name. And then, like we said, the spiritual aspect of it, God wants you to be stable so that the blessing that He has put upon your life can find full expression. He wants you to be stable. God wants to give you a house of your own. Today, I was just thinking about it. I was looking at, you know, where I have my books. And I was thinking about all the books I had in time past. I don't even know where they are. And I'm like, imagine if I have a stable house and I have the shelf like I have now and I can put all those books there. I remember maybe Bishop Oyedepo would say something like, oh, the book that I use so time, I can find it. If it was scattering those books everywhere, how easy will it be to find it? You need to have a library to be able to know where the books you used years ago are. Stability. God wants to give you stability. Enough of movement in your life. God, like I said, this program is in two parts. We are in the spiritual part now, where God is saying, you know what? Every area of your life where you are unsettled, He wants to settle you. He wants to give you stability. It's another word for settlement. When you go to church and they say, your day of settlement, it's saying that God wants to make you settled so that you won't be moved here and here and there and there. And then you can make plans. What happens to people who don't have houses? They can't make plans. People who sleep on the streets, they can't make plans. They sleep in the front of the shop of somebody, and when they open the money, in fact, before they open, they run because they don't want them to even see them there. They are unstable. It's another word for being a vagabond. They don't have a place of their own. They don't have a place they can rest. They don't have an idea of their own. Every time, new ideas, yes, new ideas are good, but the old one they have, nothing has come out of it. My God, even the God we serve, I pray today that for everyone going through that challenge of instability, everyone who is saying, God, how long will I stay on this mount? How long will I keep moving about without having a place of my own? I pray that my God will set you today. I pray that God will set you and give you a place of your own. God told us, he said, I will give you a place that you can call your own. That they will stop wandering. They wander for 40 years. For some people, they can be called somebody who's been wandering like that. And they cannot say, God, I don't have rest. But God wants to give you rest. God wants to give me rest. I just want you to take a moment. You know that area of your life that you can call, God, I'm not settled in this area. I can't say that I'm stable in this area. For some of us, it is righteousness. Today, you are righteous. You hear the word and you're like, I'm going to walk in righteousness. And then tomorrow, you just meet one friend and everything scatters. Drinking returns. Whatever it is, returns. And you're like, God, what is happening to me? I want to be a person who is trustworthy. I want to be stable. I want you to pray today. I say, Father, help me to be stable. I don't want to receive a curse upon my life. Like that man, his father said, unstable in all his ways. He said, like water is unstable. You know when you pour water in a bottle and you shake it and it's moving to and fro, you can't see where it's going to be. Everything that shakes, car drive in front of the house, the water is shaking. God doesn't want your life to be like that. God wants stability. God wants stability and growth. Growth, he said you have roots downwards, bear fruit upwards. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Let's pray that, Father, any area of my life that can be called unstable, for some people, it's marital settlement. For some people, it's even the marriage itself. They are in the marriage, but there is no settlement in court. One day there is trouble, the other day there is another trouble. Just pray tonight that, God, I want stability. I want to be able to say that, God, I'm going home and I have peace. For some people, it's their job. Every time they have a job, it is scattered. They can't even see I'm going in this job because they don't know where they will fire them. And for some people, it is business. They have an idea and then when they work on it, it dies. When they work on it, it dies. They are not stable. They can't grow. It's not bringing any results. Pray tonight that, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want settlement. I want to settle. I want to see I'm growing. I want to look back and say, this business, I've done it for the past 30 years. I'm not a billionaire. I'm not super rich. This is the same thing I've done. Many things have come out of it, but I can say this is what I started. May God bring you to that level. May God bring me to that level. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone called unstable. For everyone that in righteousness, they can't be called stable. God cannot even depend on them. That today, they are walking in righteousness. Tomorrow, they are unstable. They are falling into sin again. I pray that, Father, settle everyone. Bring stability to everyone. Peter was unstable. He was called a reed. Do you know a reed? When you drop it on water, as the water is moving, it's also moving along the water. Water is unstable. The reed is unstable. But Jesus changed the story and turned him to a rock. Solid rock. Paul, everybody left. The apostles left. Paul was stable. He stayed there. Paul, even with all his revelation, when he left to pray, guess what? God still returned him back to Peter because Peter is now stable. Peter became a stable person. Paul said, I need to go and confirm with Peter whether I'm not running in vain. What? He met Peter where he was. That was not Peter before. Peter was the one that went to lead the apostles to go and start fishing. Immediately after Jesus left, unstable. But he became stable. I pray for everyone today that, Father, stay to everyone. We all become stable after this meeting tonight. Father, I pray that this meeting may sound normal. It may not even sound as powerful as before, but let your word bring about the power. Let your word bring about stability. For some people, the job that you have been wondering about, that God, how will I do it? It will become stable. In the name of Jesus, it will not only become stable, it will just be the minimum you've ever touched in the name of Jesus. For some people, their finances are never stable. It goes up and goes down. Today, they have a lot of money. Tomorrow, they are wondering where the money went. I pray for you. God will bring you stability, that you will know that no matter what, I'm not less than a million. No matter what, I'm not less than a billion. No matter what, I'm not less than 500 million. That will be your level in the name of Jesus. That you know that this is my stable point. This is my stable point. It's just increasing and growing. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. That will be the portion of everyone today. Father, I ask that instability will not be recognized with anyone here again today. It will not be anything that people used to describe you again in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Become a trustworthy person. Become a person of glory. Become a person of increase. Become a person of breakthroughs. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Remember, if you have not listened to the episode, you've forgotten, I actually encourage everyone. I'm going to drop the link in the chat. The law of continuity, the law of consistency, and then trustworthiness. Please listen to those three episodes. It's going to help. And I pray that God uses it to bless you and I, in Jesus' name. Amen. We've come to the end of the episode. Father, thank you for this meeting tonight. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' name. And Lord, every prayer, every declaration, let it find expression in everyone's life, in Jesus' name. As we go out this week, be with everyone. Let everyone return back with a testimony of stability. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. See you next week. And be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. And don't forget to invite someone. Peace be out. The good success is at come.